Laughlines is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older.
All right, welcome to Laugh Lines, a show that combines very funny people with my very serious gambling addiction. We're going to discuss and dissect pop culture through the perverted and depraved and sinful lens of gambling. Let's bring in my co-host. Also, she's the co-host of the Megan Fun of Sports podcast on the Money Grab feed. Also, WWE's Raw Talk on Peacock Network. And she just signed on to replace Margot Robbie and Barbie 2 Electric Boogaloo, our very own Megan Conley. What's happening, Megan?
Thank you so much, Sal. This is true. I replaced Barbie. Also, you did forget WWE's The Bump, SmackDown, Lowdown. I am all over the cock these days, this week in WWE. I mean, this is if you want to go on Peacock, you will find me there. So head on over there right now.
Okay. What are the big Peacock shows other? I mean, I think you signed on with Manchester City also, right?
My agent's very busy. That one is not finalized yet. So I'm ironing out the details with that as well.
Nice. Okay. And how are you feeling? People were asking about you, your recovery from
I'm feeling really good. Last week I thought I was feeling great, but it turns out I wasn't. This week I'm feeling way better. Like, I thought I was doing well last week, and then this week I'm like, oh, this is better. The glue has come off my incisions. They look pretty good, and I can run next week. So that's great.
Very good.
All right, I don't really have much of an appetite, which is very weird. Like, no appetite whatsoever. I kind of feel a little nauseous, but other than that, I feel fine.
Oh, you know what, then? I was against this kidney donation thing until you said it really quells the appetite, huh? I may have to give out both of mine.
I think you're going to have to.
That's the way to do it, to keep the weight down. By the way, I do have a question for you. I want you to be honest, and there's no wrong answer here. Would you have donated this kidney if you couldn't go on social media and talk about it?
Yeah, of course. I definitely would have done it. I honestly thought about not going on social media.
No, you did not. You honestly
swear to God, I did. I sat down, made a whole thing. But in all seriousness about this, because I didn't want this to be a look at me type of thing. Because
what happened?
The reason I donated was because I knew nothing about donating, and all it took was like a simple Google search, and I went on kidney.org and read about it. And I was like, if I share this and it causes one person to Google kidney donation, then it's worth it. Right. So, no, really,
I guess I'd have a different equation, but that's fine.
I have been in touch with a lot of people who have, said, look, I've been looking for a kidney for 3 years, and your story helps me tell other people that this is not that bad and that they too can come forward.
No, it's nice. And had you answered and said, no, if it weren't for social media, I wouldn't have done it. That would have been fine too. That would have been a thumbs up for social media, which we kind of crap on all the time. Like, yeah, look, social media actually saved lives, because Megan Connolly Morant wouldn't have even donated a kidney if not for it. So either way, you were covered.
No, but if group text didn't exist, I might not have donated it because I found out that someone needed a kidney via a group text.
Mikey Meatballs, are you satisfied with her answer?
Also, listen, if we want to call a spade, I posted way less about my kidney donation than Eddie has posted and Eddie's fiance has posted.
Oh, come on.
Engagement party.
Well, that's a big deal. He had to change his name, for God's sake. So
he did. All right. He did.
I don't know why you're dragging Eddie. Why is she dragging you into this? You didn't say anything.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't have posted, but I was put up to it. So I don't make the rules.
All right.
Also, Megan, I will say my indirect recipient, she really wanted me, like, she asked me before, she was like, she works in the nonprofit space, and she's like, you know, when this is all over, my mission is going to be to get people to know about kidney failure and about kidney disease, and if there's anything you can do to help. And I was like, this poor woman's on dialysis 3 times a day. What am I going to tell her? No? Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, you know, whatever.
That wouldn't have been as funny. That wouldn't have been as funny. All right.
No.
Listen, I'll tell you who's funny. Our guest. One of the funniest people I know. Honestly, top three, pound for pound. Let's bring him in right now. Let me give him a proper intro. Here he is. He's been referred to as a comic genius or an evil genius. Depending on who you ask. He's an Emmy Award winning writer. There we go, T-Man. Written for The Man Show, Crank Yankers, Jimmy Kimmel Live, the Oscars. He's appeared at more celebrity trials than Alan Dershowitz. Plus, He's an original member of the Big Three, not the 08 Celtics, the fake ones, the real Big Three behind Windy City Heat. We got him making his Laugh Lines debut fresh off the lakes. Big Bear, Tony Barbieri is here. What's happening, T-Man?
Hi, guys.
Tony, listen, it is an honor to meet you right now. I honestly...
First time, long time.
I didn't know what to expect. I get these emails from Sal every week just saying who our comedian is. And it's very rare that Sal gives me a homework assignment, but he did assign me some homework this weekend to watch Windy City Heat.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I said, please do me and do yourself a favor. And I think you enjoyed it, right? Or confused?
I loved it. It was, it was beautiful.
What happened with that guy?
I don't know. No, Megan, you have a question? You're just like, oh, I have a question about the movie. I'm like, yeah, of course. Everyone's got 75,000 questions.
When a man and woman love each other very much.
Yes.
Special hug. What's the question?
Well, Windy City Heat really is a work of art because obviously it's a huge prank on your guy's friend, Perry. I don't know if we even want to call him a friend, but to pull off something like this, you obviously have to know Perry very, very well. And he is a maniac. So how were you able to come up with all these things? And were there any moments that he surprised you with his reaction to all of the nonsense you pulled?
You know, he's pretty easy to guess what he's going to do. So we just kind of, Sal and Jimmy and, myself and who's the other guy?
Dan Barney, Don Barish.
We would just assume what Perry would do. And then we would, you know, try it. And, generally he hit his mark. I mean, he was,
yeah, I think what you and Tony was a driving force behind this and Don. And so, but when we lightly scripted it, I think we were probably 90% on the reaction.
Yeah.
What we had hoped for, right? With this.
Yeah. And I mean, we'll still react to things in Perry speak as if, we'll be talking and, you know, Sal, me, Jimmy, Don, and you'll just say what you think Perry would say to that. Right. And answer that question. And he really nailed it. Little trivia for everyone is that we did have a working script, and the end of the movie, we had to shred all the scripts so he wouldn't see them. So when Perry's walking in the wind, getting hit by all that paper, he's getting hit by the shredded scripts.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah, I absolutely love it. Why did this not rate well on Comedy Central? I don't understand. I watched an interview with Kimmel afterwards, and he said it did not do very well on Comedy Central. And I don't understand why. I think this should be a reboot. If more people knew about this, this would be
people are jerks. Yeah. I guess it did get only an 82 on Rotten Tomatoes. It's disgusting. I mean, it's crazy. Way better than Oppenheimer, but yeah. What are you going to do?
That's about the same. I mean, similar story.
Where did you find Perry?
He walked into Don Barris's life at the Comedy Store and wanted to do stand-up. So Don brought him and another comic, Sheba, who ended up being Perry's meal ticket, back to his apartment and had them act out scenes from Dog Day Afternoon.
Right.
And then I came on as a comedian who was very successful, but also very terrible. And that drove Perry crazy because he thought his material had set up and punch. And my material was just me stoned on stage cursing. But I kept getting commercial work and contracts. And that would drive him crazy of why I was becoming so successful. And then I got a film series, Fun University, which further drove him crazy. Why is he getting all this stuff I have set up and punch?
It's great. It's a lot of inside jokes. It's the best. And go see it. What'd you watch it on? YouTube, right, Megan? Windy City Heat.
YouTube. But
that's the tip of the iceberg with the team, man, we have. We'll be celebrating
the 20th anniversary in October, Windy City Heat.
In October, 20
years. Are you doing anything special for 20 years?
I think we are. I don't think it's not open to the public, though, right, Tony? I think we're just renting a theater, you could say it now,
then everyone could show up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I don't even know where it is.
Is Perry going to make it?
We're hoping.
See, that's the tricky part. There's a lot of infighting right now.
Yeah, a lot of infighting.
Yeah.
Not between me. I'm his best friend in town.
So I'm not sure Yeah, Don and Perry, and I'm not sure if he's going to make it. We hope that he does. Yeah. I don't even know if he'll live that long, but to make it to the actual screening.
I think you should reenact that scene where you're trying to get him to the original screening and you're very late, but
Yeah. The beautiful thing is you could reenact it over and over and over and over. And because he gets very angry, I mean, that's the one question everybody asks. Like, now that he's seen the movie, does he know? It's like, no, it doesn't matter, right? What would you say to those people? Like, you could always get him, just get him from 3 to 10 in like 5 seconds, right? In terms of anger.
Yeah, generally. But I mean, he's going to see, you know, someone will send him this and say, you know, look at this. And, but he knows that that I'm really Mole and I'm just playing this character, Tony.
Right. Exactly.
Wig. It's just the character. And I'm able to put this on the glasses. And he's like, he'll know that Mole is doing this.
Yeah. Now, Mole does. Now, you're not just Mole. I'm just so many characters. I don't even know what to say. You were Niall Standish.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, in Crank Yankers. Most recently, the Prank Panel, which is terrific.
And yeah, you're in like everyone. Together.
Yeah. Yeah. You are, you're like in everyone. I watched, which is the one I'm behind now, one. But when you. And this was great. I can't believe we hadn't thought of this years ago. But basically, a guy goes on a talk show hosted by Gabourey Sidibe.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
And guy's told by his partner that he has a double life. And the wife comes out, the wife and the kid, and he has to go through this, learn of this all in front of a studio audience who you warmed up in hilarious fashion. But that was a tremendous I would say device to use.
Yeah, that was great. And also that the audience wasn't in on it too.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It's like, wait, why are we supposed to be clapping for this? Isn't that great? He's got a second family. Come on, folks. Yeah, I pelted people with candy for about a half hour. I don't know what warm up guys are supposed to do.
I don't think they are. Yeah.
I don't know what they do. What does Dan Barney do? Does he throw candy?
No. Well, he throws balloon animals, and it's not as effective, I don't think. Yeah.
Yeah. I threw candy and told jokes. It was great. It was great.
Yeah. And, check out the Prank Panel for sure.
Sal and I did a prank on an electrician that didn't turn out great. I don't know if that's going to air or not, because the guy called the cops and sued and everything. So
we got sued. There is a version.
Real. How many pranks have led to a lawsuit that you two have been involved in together?
Oh, boy.
You know, surprisingly, not that many, right?
And a few. Well, start up with on JKL, on Jimmy Show.
Yeah.
Like our second shoot, it was a lawsuit. Remember when the Irish woman who you locked in the car?
Yeah. Well, I was working as an attendant at a parking lot where you had to pay to get in, and I had to lift the gate to let you out. And I was screwing with this woman, right? And Tony's in my ear feeding me lines. And I don't know, somehow it came up that she was Irish, or maybe she was very Irish by her accent. Was that it? We figured it out. Yeah. Anyway, well, I'm singing these Irish songs to her. I was doing everything but letting her leave. And apparently that's, what is that? Entrapment? False?
False
kidnapping? Like, what is that? I'm not sure what it is. It's
false imprisonment.
False imprisonment. I know what it is. It's $35,000. I think that's what we had to give her at the end of this whole thing. Jesus Christ. So,
$35,000 for a bank where you wouldn't let her out?
And the parking was free, I think. I don't even think she had to pay.
Original Karen. Like, this was long before Karen's existed.
She's Irish Karen. Yeah.
Yeah, she's Aaron. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I don't know what it was. But Tony and I have been at it for decades now. But yeah, surprisingly not sued, but like you said, on one of our very first and one of our very last, most recently, on the Prank Panel.
Right.
Yeah. It's good.
You never know what bits of Sal's are going to piss people off. The one that pissed people off the most, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sal, was when we were at Costco and Sal's working the return line.
Right.
And he says, and there's a line, and he calls for the last person in the line to come up. And and the people in the first in the line go, wait, I'm first in the line. He goes, no, look at the sign. It says last is first. Collectively, as a mob mentality, the hive mind attacks. So it was so angry. Yeah. Like a dozen people. Never had a group that angry.
We had signs all over the place. That's that policy. Like, I got these blueberries and they were rotten when I got them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's part of our that's that policy. You can't return them. What's that's that? Well, look at the wall. That's that. and there's nothing we could do about it, right? There was another. Well, there was other policies that it's called "you get what you get," and, yeah, and you don't get upset.
Don't get upset. Yeah.
We point to
you
the wall.
You get what you get. You don't get upset. What are you talking about? I want to return these pants. Hey, what you
get? A lot of nonsense. Anyway, we have our own nonsense set up for today. You know
what do you guys got going? What's happening?
Well, we got a game. We do. Oh. I'm going to be honest. We're going to take up three made-up propositions. We're going to assign them odds like a real Vegas sports book, and then we're going to use that as a launching point to discuss various topics, and then we're going to play a little game called Cameo Over Under. Really get your juices flowing.
You're
going to
love Cameo Over Under.
Oh, yeah. Right. Very, very competitive.
Right. Great.
So lots of old people running things in the news, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we had Mitch McConnell basically had a stroke, right, last week in the middle of a speech at a press conference. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that really was something. That had to lead him away. And, you know, obviously Joe Biden has had his issues getting his point across, and so has Donald Trump. But, you know, it got
Feinstein's
us thinking.
Feinstein's doing fine, though. Feinstein's doing fine.
He's doing great, yeah. But it did get us thinking, which octogenarian would you like to see running the United States next? Oh. Is it Morgan Freeman, even odds. Barbara Streisand, 5-1 odds. Sir Paul McCartney, 15-1 odds. Oh. Or my Aunt Chippy, Tony, 150-1 odds. Or you could go the field at 2-1. We'll give you a chance. If you go field, T-Man, you could pick anyone other than that.
So Morgan Freeman is even.
Yeah.
Boy, he's got the – so how old is Morgan Freeman? God,
he's in there, right?
I mean, obviously it'd be great, but all right, what are cons of Morgan Freeman? He screwed up, bet against Andy Dufresne.
Mm-hmm. Right?
He's remember he threw knives in Seven, so that's good. That was cool.
That's what you want.
The earring thing throws me still. The earring thing throws me. I mean, he gets away with it, but it's like the Harrison Ford earring thing. It's like,
You think that's why people didn't vote for Hillary Clinton? It was the earring thing?
Yeah, that's right. Morgan Freeman's worked in public service. He was in the electric company. Remember?
All right. Oh, yeah. My God. He's done it all. Yeah. So, all right. So that's your pick?
I want to go through him. Barbara Streisand.
Okay.
That would be hilarious. She'd be our first Irish president.
Right, she's very Irish, yes.
JFK.
I was going to say, what about JFK?
She'll belt out the national anthem. We'll hear Mamala a lot. Who was it? Paul McCartney.
Yep.
He seems the best because he was in Wings, but there's the whole Beatles thing that holds him back.
Yeah, right. Maybe people could forget about that because it was a long
focus
time
on Wings.
Yeah.
Chippy would be great.
Speaking of Wings, she makes some terrible wings. You've never probably had, but yeah, Aunt Chippy at 150-1 could be good.
Oof. She would kill everybody.
Don't forget, you could take the field.
Yes.
Yeah, the field is good. Who's 80? Jimmy Carter's 80. Let's get Jimmy Carter back. Let's get him that second term. Jimmy Carter's around. Like he's got the experience. I'm going to go Jimmy Carter.
Okay. All right. Wow, that would be something. That would be almost 50 years between terms, right? Yeah, right. It's got to be a record.
Got to be close to a record.
All right. Megan, who do you like? Which octogenarian would you like to see run in the U.S.?
Well, Morgan Freeman, I think just his voice alone would get people on board with things. And, you know, the constant thing we hear is we're so divided. I think he could really bring us together.
Do you think he has a more soothing voice than Robert Kennedy Jr., for instance?
Oh, boy.
It's close, but I'm going to say Morgan Freeman for sure.
Right.
Paul McCartney, I feel like, is someone that everybody could get behind. He seems very calm for as famous as he is. He is so, I don't know him, obviously, but down to earth. Like, his kids went to public school, which is just mind-blowing to me. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Maybe he doesn't know how to save his money. Maybe he had no choice.
Yeah, right.
And then also, listen, we all know I love weed. Paul also loves weed. So could be good for America. Your Aunt Chippy does seem like she was the catalyst for everything that's wrong with you, Sal. Your pranks. Thank you. Gambling, all of that. So I think that could be bad. I'm going to go Morgan Freeman, even odds.
Okay. That's a good one. Yeah. And
he did,
you're
right. Did solve that whole asteroid thing, remember? And then they rebuilt.
Yeah. And he does play the voice of God in so many things that, you know,
God's
all
kind
the
of
God
like,
lovers behind him.
In some worlds, he's the ultimate ruler. You're right about Aunt Chippy. I think she would rule with an iron fist, though, and an iron lung for sure. you know, Obama apologetically smoked. She would not apologize. She never has for anything. T-Man, I think the pranks we could play on her as
President. Like, calling up as Putin and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Her sit in with the Kim Jong-un lookalike who then starts to come on to her. That would be pretty great.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
Kim Jong-un keeps hitting on me. Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
The obvious answer seems to be Dr. Bill Cosby, if we wanted to go that route. Right?
Yeah, sure, sure.
As the field at 2-1. But you know what? I'm going to take Joe Pesci. You know, maybe didn't have his together in the Home Alone movies, but in Casino and Goodfellas, I guess he dies horrifically in those movies too. But before he did, he got his done. He was the most fearful gangster actor there was. And
How old's De Niro now?
De Niro's another one. He's got to be in it. Well, he's still having kids, so he's got to be, he can't be older than 87 or something. No, I'm going with Pesci. I think he stomps Vlad Putin to death and then cuts him up with his old lady's butcher knife. And I think that's a fun ending.
Imagine the fireside chats from Pesci.
Great. Another great voice. All right. Babyface Joel Solomon. We put this up to a vote on Twitter. What did everyone say? Or X now, as it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Twitter. And it's not called tweets anymore. Aren't they Zeets?
Is that what it is? Oh, for God's sake.
I don't know. That's what they tell
All
me.
All right. What'd the Zeets say?
All right. Well, coming in last place, she was fantastic in the 1983 musical drama Yentl, but only 2% of the vote for Barbara Streisand.
Wow. Chippy beat Barbara? That's a big win for her.
Sorry to all the moms out there. In third place with 13%, Sir Paul McCartney. In second place, your runner-up with 39% of the vote, Morgan Freeman.
Oh, wow.
Which means your winner, 150-1 long shot, and your next president, 46% of the vote, Aunt Chippy.
Wow, I can't wait to tell her.
You got a caller.
Yeah, I should. I should let her know about this. All right, listen, let's take a quick break, and then we'll do a couple more of these nonsensical queries. We'll be right back. Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? Two words, Caesars Rewards. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, and more. It's not just an app, it's an empire. You must be 21 and older and physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. No one stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem, Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW YORK or text HOPENY. All right, we're here with Megan Conley and the great Tony Barbieri and beach time. Tony, I know you love the summer. You love the beach.
I do.
Right?
Love it.
But when you get to the beach, you have to deal with some, you know, insufferable people. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it.
Sure.
Who is, though, out of all of them, who is the most annoying person on the beach? Is it the beach DJ, 2-1 odds? Is it the clumsy ball / frisbee tosser, 5-1 odds? Is it the dude with a snake, 10-1 odds? Or fat guy in a Speedo, 25-1 odds? Or, Tony, you could take the field at even odds.
All right, guy with a Speedo, we love him. He makes us feel good about ourselves.
That's true.
True. You're like, look at that guy. Mm-hmm. He's got a great outlook. The guy with the snake, like him, he's taking care of the beach rats.
right.
I don't see that many snakes on the beach. More like snakes on Hollywood Boulevard. Football, frisbee guy, that's annoying. DJ, you mean like the guy with like a boombox?
Yeah, right next to
you. Not like Ibiza. Not like we're in Ibiza with a DJ.
No, different DJ.
Yeah, that's annoying. That's probably the most annoying. Wait, there's also surfers because they make you feel terrible by yourself.
Yeah, right. You can't swim. The bad ones get in your way, right?
Yeah. There's jellyfish sting survivors who want you to pee on them. That's annoying.
Right. Demon's watching old Survivor season 6 highlights.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. I think I got to go beach DJ. It's usually like really loud Slavic music, mm-hmm. you know, and a yeah. giant group cooking right. a lamb. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that seems like beach is
really quick.
Choice.
We're just really quick on fishing.
Go ahead.
We were talking yesterday. How come nobody catches boots anymore when they're fishing?
Oh, was yeah, that was a good comedy.
What happened
angle,
to that?
Right. Yeah.
How
right. Right. Right.
Boots.
Right.
Right. Like observation.
Have you ever? Have you caught a boot recently, Megan?
Never got a boot. Never got a boot. Caught some tuna this week though. Tuna yeah. Tony back at it.
You did? Wait a minute. You have a picture of this, right?
Yeah, I'll send you a picture.
Okay, send me a picture. Megan, most annoying person on the beach.
I agree with the beach DJ. I was at the beach recently, and I think we should have like a limitation on the size of the speakers, because if you're at a private beach, play whatever kind of music you want. But it's like, mm-hmm. I didn't go to the beach to listen to your music, and I have my small little speaker that I can hear. But if you have this massive speaker, it echoes through the whole beach, and that's not what we all signed up for. So I agree with Tony that he is... you know, he is very annoying. I don't mind the snake guy. I kind of think the metal detector guy, he doesn't bother me, but he's kind of a jerk because he's probably looking for women who have lost their engagement rings or their wedding bands or something like that on the beach, which not cool. But I'm going to go with the people who fish where everybody is trying to swim.
Oh,
can you go to a bridge? Can you go to a designated area of the beach where there are no swimmers to fish? Because if you're fishing right where everybody is, it's a hazard. It's annoying. There's kids around. Just find another spot to do it.
Well, this is not, I feel like there'd be signs about you. You can't really, people just go right in the middle of like,
listen, I don't know how you guys do it in California, but in Florida, people can go wherever they want and do whatever they want.
Well, Tony grew up in Florida. Tony grew up in like 6 different places. Somehow.
Well, you can't do whatever you want in Florida.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh yeah. You're not allowed to read. Yeah. Yeah. You're not allowed to be gay. What else?
But you can fish anywhere.
Yes, that's totally fine. And you know, lots of guns, anything like that. Whatever you need.
Great campaign slogan. All right. I think, like, you know, even if you didn't like them, you could avoid the snake guy, right? You could avoid the Speedo dude. You lay down with your eyes closed. You know, I guess in a way you could drown out the beach DJ if you have earbuds or something. So that leaves the kid who keeps throwing a frisbee onto your blanket out of those four. But I'm going to go off the board. I'm going to take the field and say the guy who keeps leaving those hypodermic needles right there on the beach.
Oh, that guy.
It's so freaking annoying, T-Man. If I showed you the bottom of my poor feet here.
Freaking diabetics are the worst.
Yeah. Terrible. Get rid of that guy.
Being a diabetic, I'm surprised that something didn't make the list here when somebody's diabetic wife comes back to your house and empties her sand all over Manhattan Beach. That would be really annoying.
Be careful of that, because you're referring to Harry's wife, and Tony actually married Harry and his wife. So Tony, that wasn't in the vows, by the way, right? Going back from the beach and emptying it.
It was not. Okay. This expands outside of the beach a little bit, but what about the guy in the beach parking lot who's taken forever to pack up his stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Especially Manhattan Beach, where everyone's waiting for there's
you're
a spot. Right. And they take forever, and they give you the finger, and then they go in there and they take, the worst.
Yeah, it's a long time. It's a long time. All right. I don't know, Joel, people voting for hypodermic needles or others not parking in time?
The most annoying person at the beach, Ken. The movie Barbie, Ken.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. All right.
Our version of Ken wouldn't have a catch on the beach because the sand was too hot.
It's too close to the sharks. Too close to the sharks.
Yeah, that's right. What did we see, Joel?
In last place, we actually had a tie with 17% each, clumsy ball frisbee tosser and fat guy in a Speedo.
Okay.
With a tie, your runner up with 27%, dude with a snake, and with 39%, the most annoying person on the beach. I apologize to all the people playing Slovak techno cooking a lamb. Beach DJ, you are the worst.
The worst part of it is the beach DJ is usually the tannest person on the beach too. It's like, oh, not only you've done this all summer to everybody, and it's not just me. So, all right, that's a good one. All right, let's think of that. Tony, you watch The Bear?
I'm leaving. What? Yeah, no, I watched The Bear.
No, Megan, spoilers. Did you watch The Bear?
I never. You guys want to get into it?
No spoilers yet.
Oh, come on, Megan. How many?
Yeah, I don't have to spoil it. They spoiled it themselves. The just so you know, the second season, they turn Italian in a big way. I thought they were Polish the first season, but suddenly, Maron, I got Agita. It is the most crazy, comically Italian depiction since Viggo Mortensen folded a whole pizza in Green Book. Because that's how Italians eat. We got to eat the whole pizza. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah. That family.
Jamie Lee Curtis comes on the show, I think, as Joe Pesci. It is. Did you watch it, Sal?
I did. Oh. Yeah. Wait, Megan, have you seen that episode at least or no?
Yes, I have seen that episode.
Okay, so you're a couple behind. But yeah, by the way, I like that format of going back and showing characters you haven't, you know, flashing back to cameo celebrities right in there that you're not going to see again for the most part. And I do like the way they did that. But a little bit much.
Oh my God.
Your baby face. You love The Bear. You like, it was the best. You got to leave. You're going to want to watch the last four at once.
Love the first season. Love the first season. Second season.
I talked to Chris Bianco and he's like, yeah, the first season was a better depiction of what goes on. Tony, we've worked in restaurants and, I don't want to spoil the end, but the big cliffhanger never would have happened. You wouldn't have been able to pass an inspection, which seemed to be a central point of the thing. But anyway, okay. Megan, you like it so far?
I do. It was like the worst timing for it to happen, but I fell asleep on the couch watching it and I woke up to the scene where the mother is screaming and it was a terrible way to wake up.
Yeah. I like that.
We got to go off air. I got a half hour on The Bear.
I know. I got a bunch too.
Like I'm watching Platonic right now with Seth Rogen and I'm a big fan.
Oh, all right. Well, that doesn't figure into our next question.
At all.
But listen, this made me think, which fictional restaurant would you most want to dine at? Is it The Bear, 3-1 odds? Is it Los Pollos Hermanos? Oh, from Breaking Bad, 7-1 odds. Vesuvio's. Yeah, The Sopranos, 15-1 odds. Or the Krusty Krab, 100-1 odds. I don't think I'd do well underwater, Tony. You know that. Or you can take the field at even. Which way are you going, T-Man?
Well, The Bear doesn't serve food. They serve horrible depictions of Italian Americans.
Okay.
And Agita, have some brioche. It's brioche. Whatever. Yeah, at least get the pronunciations right. Oh, whatever. Drove me crazy this season. As Sal knows, I'm up here in Big Bear. After the season 2 of The Bear, I almost sold my cabin in Big Bear.
Really? Wow. All right. Almost. That's not good for.
So not The Bear because they don't, you know, they'll never be open. Forget it. Los Pollos Hermanos. It's fried chicken. They missed the hot chicken thing. They just missed the hot chicken.
Yeah, they did. You're right.
Vesuvio's is intriguing, but I don't know if the food is good there. Because it's like, when you see it, I mean, it looks good. I like when Artie made the quail. Remember when he
said
the quail? Vesuvio's would be good, but you'd always have Artie's wife yelling at him the whole time. And Krusty Krab would be great. I might go off the board. I think maybe the best restaurant, fictional restaurant, is the restaurant from Defending Your Life.
I don't know if I remember this one.
Remember when Albert Brooks dies? Him and Meryl Streep sit down? Anything you want. He goes, what do you want? He goes, the shrimp scampi. And they bring him the giant platters. He's like, I can't eat all this. He goes, don't worry about it. You're dead. You can eat anything you want.
Yeah.
All the pies. Because you're dead and you can eat anything you want at this restaurant.
I like that. Yeah. That's something to look forward to, Megan.
That you two don't like The Bear because I think you're two of the only people I've heard that don't like The Bear. Like,
you know what it is?
Rave reviews.
I'll tell you what. I hate it that I'm that guy who doesn't like the shows that everyone loves. But specifically with The Bear and Succession, people were inventing their own like dialogues, and I'm not, I'm not there for it. I'm not there for Shiv and everyone. I'm like, okay. So, you're going to talk to dad. And the bear is like the chef, this, thank you, chef. Thank you. You're welcome, chef. Please, chef, that stuff. Drove me just a little batty, but
I agree with you on the last season of Succession. I did not think it was nearly as good as the rest. The other seasons, I loved. This last season, lukewarm.
Yeah, I just wasn't rooting for any
of them. You know how the bear could save a lot of money is if every time Carm lights a cigarette, he doesn't take two puffs of cigarettes and then put the cigarette out. Because he only smokes two, because cigarettes only $10 a pack.
Right, so right.
He's only smoking like, and he's moving on another cigarette.
Send your pastry chef to Sweden for 3 weeks.
Yeah, right.
Baby Doll, James Dixon, and Aunt Chippy are like so upset about this cigarette thing. I mean, this is not okay. I was looking at all of these, and the Krusty Krab was very tempting to me. I don't know if this counts as a restaurant, but I think they serve food. I would love to go to Patty's Pub from Always Sunny. I imagine the food's not very good, but you're not going there for the food. You're going there for the entertainment, for the vibes, for everything that happens at Patty's Pub.
Right. Yeah, that's true. All right. That's a good one. Yeah, I discount the bear for the 100 reasons we just listed. Los Pollos Hermanos, it's just fast food chicken, right? I guess we take a little side tour and get some blue meth. Vesuvio's is great. I wanted to say Vesuvio's, but you're right, T-Man. It's the food. They kind of make fun of the food the whole time. There was one time Artie Bucco told Carmella that, I flew in the burrata FedEx from Italy. You got to try it. And then she didn't like it. But other than that, I think the food is pretty average. Arnold's is pretty good from Happy Days, right? You get to meet Fonz.
Oh, Arnold's is good, yeah.
Does the Chocolate Factory count?
I was wondering that. And what would you go for first with the Chocolate Factory in that wonderland of candy? What would you have?
I don't know.
Marshmallows with the cream or the little teacups?
I think I'd go for the insulin first. I'm not sure what I would do. You know what? I'm picking Sal's Pizza. Sal's Pizza.
Oh, good one. Solid.
Do the right thing. It's got my name in it. It just looked like a great slice. And it's very, very sad what happened. You know, he did battle with Radio Raheem at the end, and he lost. He lost out. Danny Aiello, rest in peace. All right. Babyface, what do people say?
Let's see. You're in last place with 15%. No Michelin stars for the Krusty Krab. Apologies. Yeah. Okay. With 18% in third place, Vesuvio's. Right. Runner up with 30%, Los Pollos Hermanos. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
No.
And in
first place
with 37%. I guess a lot of people want to try the Seven Fishes. The bear is a runaway winner.
Jesus. Did that episode ruin that Christmas Eve dinner for Jimmy?
I need hands.
You bought an eighth fish. Oh.
Oh, the tuna.
Here's a little idea, Sal. You could pitch this to our pal Mario. He could do a TikTok where he corrects the way that they pronounce everything in the bear.
Oh, that's good.
Go viral again. It would be great.
Megan's thinking today. You really?
I got all the ideas.
Right. All right.
I would text her, but she won't answer me. So
Mario doesn't answer the text. It's very sad.
What is up with her?
All right. Let's take another break. And then, cameo over under. You're going to lose your mind, team man. All right, it's time for the game that's sweeping the nation, guessing the price of celebrities' greedy participation. It's Cammy Over Under.
Grab some money from a jar. Get a message from a star. The price is what we really wonder. It's Cammy Over Under.
Tony, I have to say, you and I, we won an Emmy for co-writing.
Congrats, you guys.
We won, for this. This was before you were born, Megan.
Really? When was it?
Your show Matt of Damon. Shows.
It was a Sarah Silverman song. Matt Damon. She and Matt Damon sang it. And it was a way of, breaking news to Jimmy that they were actually doing. Yeah, they were banging each other. Anyway, we won an Emmy for that, and good job by us. But that song, Tony, right up there, Cameo over under song, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know. They're one and two in terms of my favorites.
Is it nominated? Is it nominated this year?
No, it can't get any buzz. I'm not sure. It's like the opposite of the bear. But anyway,
I've been pitching it to every wrestler I know in WWE to make it their walkout song.
It's really? Oh, yet, that would be terrific.
Mm-hmm. I'll try terrific. Again tomorrow. We got a couple coming.
I can't get it out of my head.
Please do. By the way, I have The Miz coming on Against All Odds tomorrow. So
bring it up to him. Bring it up.
I will. I don't even think he has a match. But
No match. I'll ask him about the size of his balls, too. He loves to talk about that.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, he has a shirt that says that my balls are massive.
So. Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. So Babyface Joel Solomon's going to give us a name of someone who offers their services on Cameo, and our crack staff production crew has set an over-under on how much that person charges, and we're going to guess if the actual fee is over or under that amount. We're going to do that three times. T-Man, are you on Cameo? How is Mole not on Cameo?
I don't know. Mole's not on Cameo.
Yeah.
Should be. He should be. He'll get on. Like
there's 17 different characters.
Or John Quincy Adams.
Yeah. JQA.
Or Jake.
Or Jake Bird. Oh, my God. There's so much. There's so freaking much. All right. So set us up here, Joel. Who's our first Cameo subject?
All right. To get us going, he has set up and Punch, the star of Windy City Heat, Scary Perry Caravello.
Oh.
We've set the line, Sal, at $45.
Can we watch one?
$45.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Scary Perry Caravello from the hit cult classic Windy City Heat, as well as the Big Three Podcast. And now I'm on Cameo. Ow, ow, ow! Leaving you a message.
Everything he does is
where
ridiculous.
Does he live these days?
Oh, I mean, I can get you a t-shirt.
He's moving on up.
No, he can't ever move. It's 7722.
His address. I don't know.
7722 Reseda Boulevard.
Yes,
and Tony has given that out a million times, and as a result, he's got people pounding on his door day and night. So, yeah, he doesn't like that. That might have been where the trouble started. I have no idea. All right, Joel. So what did you say, 45?
Yes, the line is 45 over under. Tony, I think we start with you is how it works.
Yeah, we'll start with you. But, you know, usually a big factor is what kind of if a person has a high opinion of themselves. And I don't know that you could have a higher opinion.
No,
so
I don't think so.
In that regard, might be charging like $10,000 or $15,000. But I don't think it's that much.
$10,000.
Over under 45 bucks.
I got to go over. It's priceless.
Yeah. Okay. Megan?
Well, I think, first of all, this is cheating because Sal's probably bought this Cameo dozens of times.
I probably have, but I don't remember. But it's probably close, I think, to this number, but I don't know.
45 is a good number. The high opinion, though, is swaying me to go over as well.
Yeah, I think so as well. Boy, I mean, for the 20th anniversary, Tony, he can maybe jack this up to 150. Well, I don't even know what he charges. I'm gonna say over. Let's make it a clean sweep on the over, Joel. But this could go even higher than whatever he does charge. What did they say?
He is over at $5,000. No, $60.
Stop it.
$60.
$60? Okay. All right. That makes sense. All right. That's how it's done, Tony. So that was, we're familiar with that subject, so maybe that was a little easier. Joel, who's number two?
Lizzo's backup dancer.
Lizzo's microphone.
It is one half of comedy duo Cheech and Chong, Tommy Chong.
Ooh. Oh.
People got arrested for pipes, for paraphernalia.
Hey, this is Tommy Chong here on Cameo, man. So listen, you want me to roast your mama or talk about your dad or give a shout out to your little sister's birthday party or anything, man, give me a call. I'm ready. I'll do whatever you want me to do. You want me to insult your friend? I can do it.
Wow. Wow. By the way, is it too late for me to change my pick for octogenarian I want running the United States? I don't know. All right, Joel.
All right. For actor, comedian, and Megan's weed dealer, Tommy Chong, over under $130.
Harry's my weed dealer. Come on. Yeah. Don't mess it up.
Harry sends her weed. Yeah. All right. Wow. That's, now I got to think about this. T-Man, 130.
Under, absolutely. He's really got so many legal bills. He doesn't, he just wants cash. He's willing to do anything.
Yeah.
He's not holding out for a buck 30.
Okay.
See, Tony, I almost think you're too good at this game. And by you going first, it's actually helping Sal and I too much because you're pointing out all of these things that are making me realize that you're probably right and that it is under. Like, I didn't know about all of his legal troubles. So
He got arrested for selling bongs.
In 2023, you can get arrested for that?
No, years ago.
Oh, okay.
1923. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Harry sent me a little like Patriots bowl recently. It's got a little Patriots helmet and everything on it. Very nice.
He should be arrested for that because I know it's legal where you are and where he is, but isn't that wire fraud?
No, it's not illegal. It's not legal in Florida, but now I'm
to sell it. I know, but to send it cross country like that?
No, he puts tea bags in the envelope so it doesn't smell. But let me tell you, it still smells.
He's a genius, that Harry. Tea bags. Why we keep him around.
All right. Anyways, back to Cammy over under. I'll take the under too.
All right. Yeah. Under. Yeah. I think I'm going under also. Let's have it come down to the last character here. I wonder what Cheech charges. Is it about the same? I don't know. Joel, are we right?
Cheech is more, I bet.
Yeah.
Tommy Chong is high, as in he's high price. He's over $150.
$150. Wow. All right. Interesting. All right. Well, the good news is none of us
Cheech?
Lost.
How much is Cheech?
Yeah. Can we look up Cheech real quick?
I don't know. Is he on Cameo? Let's look. Tony, you're throwing a monkey wrench here.
Cheech, wait, let's edit this down. Cheech is on Cameo.
He's not.
No, that's wrong. This says $3. That's not right. What is that? Oh, temporarily unavailable. Okay. They're going to notify us when he's ready. All right. Well, so it comes down, all comes down to this, Joel. What do we got for us?
All right. It's Betty Off-White. And I think it's best we just take a look at this.
Okay. What the heck? This is a Betty White impersonator dancing the 70s music.
Wow.
And that was that. That was Betty Off-White.
Betty Off-White. For our listeners, just go look her up because she's very committed to the bit, is what I will
say. Can I change my pick for octogenarian? Who could? No, okay.
All right. Glad Alan Ludden isn't alive to see that.
Betty Off-White. All right, Joel.
Betty Off-White, over under $30.
Oh,
that's a good number. Damn, it's right in there. That's right in there. T-Man?
Oof. Man.
She shouldn't get more than 30.
God, she saved all those dogs. Wow. I'm going less.
All right. So my thoughts on Betty Off-White, she obviously spends a lot on her gimmick, right? She's got the clothes, she's got the hair, the whole makeup. So she spends a lot of probably time and money to put it all together, but her audio is pretty bad. I couldn't hear what she was saying the whole time. We heard a lot of loud bangs in it as well. So she can't be charging that much with that audio level.
Yeah, it's not a great sample. She could do better probably with the sample.
So I think given that sample, if I want a Cameo, I want to get the message across, I'm going to have to go under.
Wow. All right, I'm going to try to take it from you guys here. Otherwise, it goes to a tiebreaker.
Well, no, Tony's got a guess, too.
No, he said under.
What? Wait. Yeah. How much is fake Rue McClanahan?
Oh, I thought he said I'm going to go less.
No,
I'm going under. I'm going under.
He went under. He went under.
Yeah.
He
went under. By the way, I'm looking. Betty White Power actually charges $75. That's a whole different thing. Yeah. I'm going to go over. I. It's inexplicable if she gathers more than $30, but I have a feeling that this is going to be our surprise.
I think she might have to pay people.
Yes, you might have to pay 30. Does it say minus 30? Joel, if it's over, just tell me I won. If it's under, you and Megan and Tony have to do a tiebreaker. Megan's already bored. Look at her.
I'm not. I've had a long day.
He's in a group text. He's in a group text.
Guys. No, I'm not.
All right. It's that Patriots pipe.
Betty off white is over? Under. We go. We're going to a tiebreaker.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
I love when Sal loses.
I could just walk away at this point. But T-Man, do you have anything to write down? A number? Do you have a phone? You could write it down and then show the screen, and sure, Megan will do the same.
Sure.
Just grab a couple of logs or something. So we're looking at a number that's less than 30. Either Megan wins or John Quincy Adam.
You're guessing how much Betty White power was?
No, this is Betty off white. Yeah. All right.
Are you ready?
On three. One, two, and let's see it. Megan says 22. T-Man says 20. All right, so 21 and under. Tony wins. 20 over 21, Megan wins, right?
Yeah.
Tony, you are an Emmy winner. You are a J.D. Power and Associates winner. But you are not a Laugh Lines winner.
Oh.
Betty Off White is $25. Congratulations.
Oh, that stinks. 25 is less than 30? I guess technically it's less than 30. All right. Congratulations, Megan. Wow.
Thank you. It's been a while since I won the game, so I needed to get back on track.
I am proud of you.
Because I should have figured, because Betty White can't do it. And if you need that... It's scratched. You got to go to Betty Off White.
It's true.
The price went through the roof.
T-Man, I have a dilemma here because I have, before we say goodbye to you, you know, I have to kick someone out of our fantasy league.
Oh, yeah, you do.
And it can't be Damashek.
Because
he comes back from last year.
Right.
The person that comes back is safe. Right. And then somebody else. So it could be Hench, who's been really getting on my nerves a lot, saying Julian Edelman.
Has Hench been thrown out or no?
I think he has.
He was. Yeah. Remember, from Wheelhouse.
I can't remember who kicked him out.
Well, it could be Hench. He doesn't think that running is a sport, but he does watch his cleaning lady run to catch the bus daily, as he told us.
Clear that up for us, Tony. Megan is a marathon runner, a great runner in college and high school, and recently ran a sub-3-hour marathon, Boston Marathon. And Hench said she's not an athlete. Running is not athletic. It says he watches his, as Megan pointed out, he watches his housekeeper run to the bus. And that's
like
not,
the old, the first sport, right? Isn't that like the?
Yeah, that's what Jimmy said when he came
running to marathon. Yeah. Wasn't that like the whole thing? That
was the very first sport.
Yeah, and then he died. Yeah.
Right. All right. So there's that.
I like a sport where the guy could die.
Mm-hmm. More entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm going to, so this Hench I could kick out. Obviously, Simmons trash talked me all the way through the playoffs.
Has Simmons been voted out?
Listen, I love his women's soccer tweets, just firing them off. And obviously, he's an expert. His daughter played high school soccer. So I love that he's getting in the mix with that.
Well, what does that mean? I should still kick him out, though, right? He's been kicked out. Damashek kicked him out, or via Fred Lynn, right?
Prince
Harry might show up and kick him out.
Perry?
Powell,
yeah.
Powell
Prince,
hasn't
Prince
been
Harry,
voted
yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Prince Harry. Yeah. He's
Prince
not
Harry. A, yeah. Not oh, good. That'd be great. That would be the best. If Prince Harry was on Cameo or something. He'd kick him out.
Oh, that'd be great. Prince Harry kicking out Simmons would be great. Over or under?
Fucking grifter. John Hamm, obviously, is always up there for, I don't know. He just got married.
If you kicked Simmons out, what would his reaction be like, Sal? I love your Simmons impression.
Simmons?
Yeah.
I could buy and sell you and everybody in this room. I don't give a shit about this league. I'm out.
I didn't even want to be in it. I didn't want to be in it.
Well, that's his thing. Every year he says, I don't want to do it. I'm quitting fantasy football. I don't want to do it. Kick me out.
Genius reverse psychology.
I know, it really is. All right, I got a lot to think about, T-Man.
When's the draft, Sal?
Probably that first week in September.
Lost our shakies, folks. We lost our shakies.
I know. We'd have our banquet at Shakey's, and then they burnt it down probably 15 years too late, but they did it. All right. Well, we'll figure it out. I have that to think about. I'm pissed off that Megan won Cameo over under, but a good effort by you, Tony, getting to the finals.
I gave it a shot. Boy.
Tiebreaker. What do you got to promote, T-Man? You're all over the prank panel.
Well, I'm all over the prank panel, and, you know, we got a very exciting Ken Kestenbaum animated series coming out soon.
Okay. I love it. That's going to be fun.
And, you know, I'll just be out on the, you can see me on the picket line or, you know, you could see me in the movies because I've been going just about every week.
All right.
Good job.
Lots of tuna.
Like these tuna here.
Insert. We do. We do have a picture. He did bring, he provided a clip. So
oh, let's see it. This is at Big and Big Bear. You caught this?
This was out in San Diego. Went out Monday in San Diego.
You do good work.
You would have liked this. Yeah. You like this. You get on a boat to go overnight.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
And you get on the boat, and then the captain goes, okay, let me talk to everyone. And as you're leaving the harbor, he goes, okay, just so everyone knows, it's really rough oceans out there.
Oh,
the sea's really rough. And like, you know what? You're going to tell me that 10 minutes ago? Keep the money.
I hate that crap. But this is what you came back with in the rough oceans?
We came back with, lots of poke bowls.
Now, were people trying to swim while you were fishing for this? Because
no,
I don't know.
Not so much.
They weren't. Okay. Yeah. Megan has a problem with that. Wow. That's great. And that's a whitefish, right?
That's a whitefish. That's a that's an ahi yellowfin tuna.
Wow. Good job by you. Very nice. Megan, you ever catch anything that big?
I went on a charter once on Cape Cod and got some striper that were pretty big, but I don't think it was as big as that tuna.
Look at you.
When you go on a charter, they do all the work for you. You know,
they do? It's not,
you just kind of reel it in and feel good about yourself.
All right. Well, that's not how it works with Cami over under. And you proved that today, Megan Conley. What else do you have to plug?
Me? Oh, it's a big week in the WWE Universe. SummerSlam, the biggest party of the summer, is this Saturday, August 5th at Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan. I will not be in attendance, but I am hosting the post show on Peacock this Friday. I'll also be on Peacock for SmackDown Lowdown. Tomorrow, we have a very special edition of WWE's The Bump. That's at 1 p.m. Eastern on Peacock as well. So you listen, just go to Peacock. I'm there.
Peacock? Whatever you need.
Peacock.
All right. That's the way they say it in the Bear. That's the Italian version. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, thanks, Megan. Thank you, Tony. That's going to do it for Laugh Lines. For Megan Conley and Tony Barbieri, I'm Sal saying, remember, it's never funny until someone loses money. See you next week.